there's an X here before the name. And then the name Yeshua, then the father's name, Yehoshaphat.
What Cameron claims to have found in the box that bears those names is the DNA of Jesus. And there are other names in the tomb, two Marys. He presumes them to be the mother of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, and one with the inscription Judah, son of Jesus.
If one looks at the probability of these six inscribed ossuaries in unison, when you multiply them all together, I would say that that would be an absolute slam dunk.
The tomb was actually discovered in 1980. Cameron says science helped him reach the conclusion that these could be the very bones of Jesus.
We're going to use the forensic technology that was nascent or didn't even exist back in 1980 when these things were found. Looking at the bone fragments, extracting DNA, having a paleo DNA lab in Canada look at that. They were able to extract DNA, not nuclear DNA, which would be able to reconstruct the entire genetic pattern of the individual, but mitochondrial DNA.
That's the kind of DNA you get off of ancient bones. It can be used to track lineage back many generations. But Dr. Gary Habermas of Liberty University is unconvinced. There's no way to tell if the DNA found in the bone boxes, called ossuaries, belongs to Christ because we have no DNA from Jesus to match it with.
My understanding is that there's no DNA connection between the persons in the tomb, and that makes it even more interesting. And the argument falls at its most basic tier. They cannot establish any connection between this man, Jesus, in this tomb and Jesus of Nazareth. In fact, I mean, that's just a point right there. He's Jesus of Nazareth, not Jesus of Jerusalem.
Habermas finds the collection of biblical names all in one place unconvincing as well.
Between a quarter and a half of Jewish girls at that time were named Mary or a derivative of Mary. And Joseph is the second most popular men's name. But if you had a group of names, like I said, there's three Marys, you're going to get combinations like this. And that's why even Israeli scholars who are looking at this are ignoring it. When there are 22 ossuaries with Jesus' name on it, that just means it's so common that you can't come across the next Jesus and go, oh no, this might be Jesus of Nazareth.
The common nature of the names isn't the only complaint that archaeologists and biblical scholars have with Cameron's claims. The Da Vinci Code notwithstanding, there are no historical records suggesting Jesus was ever married or had a child. Jesus was never called son of Joseph, and the tomb and ossuaries would have belonged to a rich family, something Jesus was not. Despite the obvious problems with the theory, director Simca Jakubowicz says the film is bound to play with the faith of some Christians.
What does it mean theologically if it is the bone box of Jesus? What does it mean? Well, you know, we talked to theologians, and they said, Christian theologians, and they said, it doesn't affect the resurrection at all. You know, he could have risen from this tomb, he could have risen from that tomb. Does it affect the ascension? Well, if you believe that Jesus took his body to heaven, it does. But if you believe in a spiritual ascension, it doesn't.
In the same breath, he excuses himself from the consequences of the debate.
I don't have to prove anything. I have to put the story out there and let the scientists debate the facts.
Dr. Del Tackett of Focus on the Family says Christians should expect this kind of attack on their faith.
The scripture told us right from the beginning that there were many who, at the moment that Jesus rose from the dead, attempted to try and spread lies about that resurrection. If you recall, the scripture says that lie is even spread around today. Well, that lie still continues to be spread around.
Still, he says there's nothing to worry about when science starts investigating the Bible.
I have told my students for years and years that we are never afraid to look into the microscope or into the telescope, because all truth will be consistent. Whatever we find in the natural realm, if we approach it from a true and honest standpoint, will uncover evidence of truth claims which in the end cannot disagree with God's truth claims. The truth claims that come from general revelation, God's creation, and the truth claims that come from God's special revelation, His Word, cannot contradict.
Dr. Tackett is certain the findings are destined to be buried by the evidence of biblical truth. For Family News and Focus, I'm Terry Phillips.